Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And what a show we have for you tonight. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Vinny Goodwill, Yahoo Sports NBA writer, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And of course, my co-host, the Hall of Famer, in case you didn't know.
In case you haven't been on social media.
Mr. Rob Parker, yes. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? I'm close by in your neck of the woods.
Yes, yes, yes.
And speaking of that, I was on MLB Network today, Chris, and of course we're going to talk a little baseball controversy and stuff going on. But they were very nice. They put up the picture about me going into the Hall of Fame. And when we opened the show, Mad Dog mentioned it. I was on his show first, Chris. High Heat, and then I was on MLB Now, and both of them opened the show, my segments, about the Hall of Fame. It was very, very nice. They really treated me very well over there, so I was happy.
And they probably didn't charge you too much to do that.
No, It only cost me a couple of bills, you know, and some wings. No. But it was all good.
Probably some wings.
Yes. How are you doing? Everything good?
I'm great, man. I had a great weekend. You know, two, three weeks ago, I was in Michigan in Ann Arbor to celebrate my daughter's graduation in 2020, class of 2020, that they had that weekend. And then this past weekend, my other daughter graduated from Penn.
So they did. So, so she had hers.
Yep,
wow.
They had hers. So 2 weeks apart. So it was great. Both of them were fantastic. It was nice because, you know, I didn't think they would really be feel like legitimate graduation ceremonies because it's 2 years later. But honestly, Rob, it was great. It was as good as it would have been in 2020, I feel at least. And my daughters told me, you know, it's actually better because you don't have the anxiety of do you have a job? You know, they both got jobs and they're working in their chosen profession. So it was good, man.
You know, it's funny because, Chris, I think I told you I graduated college early. So I didn't, I left school in December and then I was graduating the following May. So I went to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for my high school sports writer's job. And then I graduated, came back.
You went back to walk
with my class, you know, like.
Good.
They were like, do you want your degree now? And I'm like, no, I want it with my class, you know?
Right.
And I came back, and when graduation hit in May, I walked with my class.
That's good. So, all right, well, let's get this party started. We got, of course, super producer Rob G is in the house running things. In for DJ Alex Tyshirt, who, surprise, surprise, is off.
Unbelievable.
We got the heavy one, Don Brown, in the
house. Ask him again. He'll knock
you
down.
He'll tell you the same. Or did I say? Yeah, I don't, I'm mixed up.
He'll knock you down.
On the updates, was it
Steve DeSager?
Yes. Steve DeSager.
Yes, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
All right. Hey, Steve.
Rob, let's get into it. You mentioned it, so you can introduce the story. You were talking about it all day on MLB.com. Why don't you share it with us? Or the MLB Network.
MLB Network. We did talk about it. And, of course, Chris, the news is that Josh Donaldson from the Yankees has been suspended by Major League Baseball for one game. And it sparked from an incident that happened over the weekend with the White Sox and the Yankees. And Josh.
I'll tell you, though, aside, quick tangent.
Yep.
My White Sox came and put it on him.
Look at you, Chris. Now he's White Sox.
I'm just saying. That's right.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna be. You know what's funny that you say that? This could actually turn around their season. That was big. They swept a day-night doubleheader on Sunday from the Yankees, and they needed it big time. But Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson got into it. Josh Donaldson called him Jackie. As in Jackie Robinson.
And we do have post-game sound from
Yep, and Tim Anderson took offense to it and was like, we're not cool like that. And even Tony La Russa, can you imagine, Chris, the 80-year-old white old man manager saying, hey, that was racist. That's what that's what he said.
Right.
Tony La Russa. What I mean? Like, that was shocking. And, you know, everybody has their side of the story. And so let's hear the post-game, and then we'll we'll talk about it and hear from you on this. We definitely want to hear what you think.
All right, who's first on this, Rob G? We got, here's Tim Anderson on it.
Yeah, he just made a, you know, disrespectful comment. You know, basically was, you know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Was like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. You know, and I don't really play at all. You know, I wasn't really, you know, bothering nobody today. But, you know, he made a comment, and, you know, it was disrespectful. I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
All right, and then next we have...
Josh Donaldson.
Here's his explanation.
First inning, I called him Jackie. 2019, he came out with an interview, said that he's a new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game. 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that. If something has changed from that, like, my meaning of that is not at any term trying to be racist. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself. Look, if he did, I apologize. Like, that's not what I was trying to do by any manner.
All right, here's my feelings on it, Rob. When I first heard that he called Tim Anderson Jackie, I didn't have the context.
Right, you just heard the comment, and you're like, what? Right.
I definitely thought that was racist. I was like, what? Oh, yeah, that definitely was racist, calling him Jackie. And then when I heard Donaldson's explanation, I said, oh, then it doesn't sound racist at all to me. And I noticed that Tim Anderson didn't say it was racist. He said it was disrespectful. But I was feeling like, okay, La Russa may have jumped the gun. Maybe he didn't know the context. Because it's from, according to Donaldson, he's been doing this for 3 years. I do think he did it, particularly this weekend, Rob. I do think he was doing it to get under Anderson's skin. But that doesn't necessarily mean he meant it in a racist way either. But then I started seeing some of the comments from other players like Liam Hendricks, who said, you know, he's not buying it, and he was teammates with Donaldson, Chris, doesn't like him. Like a lot of players seem to say they were not vouching for this guy's character.
Right.
So that made me feel like maybe then, even from 3 years ago, maybe he was doing it with racist intent. So I'm just going to say, for me to definitely say it was racism, or at least in my mind feel like it was definitely racism, I'd have to hear from Anderson. I would have to hear from him, like, okay, what, these last 3 years he's been calling you that. Did you feel it was racist? Did you laugh about it like he said? Like, I would have to hear from him before I could feel comfortable in my mind saying it was racist or it was not racist. But those are the different feelings that I've gone through with the different machinations of this story.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm always, Chris, looking to see the response from other people. But, you know, like, who know him better than we do, okay? Because right. That'll give you a sense of, oh, no, not this guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, he's on the Yankees now. Guys could have stepped up and said, nah, he didn't mean it
right,
like
he
that.
He didn't mean it that way.
And we don't get any of that. We got Aaron Boone, the manager, saying, nah, I'm, like, distancing himself from the comments that they were unnecessary and whatnot. And Liam Hendricks, Chris, the reliever for the White Sox, this was his quote. Usually you have inside jokes with people you get along with, not people who you don't get along with, which is true. And then he said, so the statement right there is complete BS. You know, he uses the full word, that they're not boys, they're not friends. And here's the other part. If this was a running inside joke, why would Tim Anderson flip in this situation if this has been like a running gag with those two? So that's why I question Donaldson. I think baseball was in a tough spot, Chris.
Right.
That they don't want any of this in the game. We already know that. We just celebrated the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson. It was a big deal for the league. Baseball embraces Jackie Robinson and him breaking the color barrier in 1947. I just don't, you know, like, if it's being used as a dig at somebody, you know what I mean? If you're Jackie Robinson shouldn't be that. I just don't. He's an iconic figure, American hero, changed this country. And if it's some sort of negative dig that he's trying to make at him, I do have an issue with that. So one game suspension, Chris, they felt like they needed to do something. Donaldson, of course, is going to appeal the suspension and leave it at that.
Yeah, like I think baseball kind of, at least I'm judging from the one game suspension, kind of feels like I do. Like, well, we're not sure. You know, we've talked to both parties. We've talked to people around. We can't tell. So look, like you said, we don't want any association with this.
Right.
We don't want it to seem like we're taking this too lightly. So we will do a suspension, but because we aren't totally sure it was racism, we're making it just one game. Because
absolutely,
if it was racism,
if this was,
it'd be a lot more. Like, if they knew for a fact, oh, this dude's a racist and he meant it that way.
Right.
It would have been longer than a game.
I agree
and,
with
and
you.
And I could, look, I could, if he and Anderson were cool or, you know, I could see, oh, Jackie, you know, because the way, honestly, I don't agree with the way Anderson said, like, compared himself to Jackie Robinson. And I love Anderson. He's one of my favorite players. But for him to say, because he's going to, you know, in that 2019 article in SI, Rob, that he's going to bring fun back to the game so he feels like he's Jackie Robinson. I mean, that's not a full, by any stretch of the imagination, understanding of just what Jackie Robinson meant, not only to the game of baseball, Rob, but to the country as a whole. So to say, oh, I'm going to bring fun back. I'm like Jackie. No, you're not. I'm not going to kill him for it, but come on. You got to know your history better than that to be comparing yourself to Jackie Robinson off of something like, I just want to bring fun back to the game. Yeah. One thing, if you're really doing those types of social justice activities, but just to say it based on, I want to, you know, bring fun to the game. No, he should have never went there in the first place.
Yeah, and I think Josh shouldn't have gone there as well. And I think that's why people are a little like, they don't get, you know, why this is. And it's hard to buy in that this was our little inside joke. You know, like, I just can't, that I can't buy in, because I don't think if we, Chris, if we had an inside joke, I'm going to run to iHeart, to Lillian and say, Chris said that to me. Do you know what I mean? Like it would be out of character to overblow something if you guys had something going. And I just think, here's the other point that Joel Sherman from the New York Post made today, Chris, on MLB Now. And he made a great case that Josh Donaldson is a very good baseball player, can wind up with over 300 home runs in his career, but why has he been on seven teams? He's worn his welcome out at a lot of places. This is who he is. He winds up saying something, making people feel a certain way, and I think he has a history, and that's why I think baseball leaned the way it did, and people didn't come to his defense.
No, that's why, like I said, there was a point where I felt like after hearing his explanation, I was like, okay, it wasn't racist. It's just, you know, it wasn't that. But then hearing the way a lot of players, you know, talked about him, particularly Liam Hendricks, and said other locker rooms felt that way, that made me start wondering, well, maybe this dude didn't mean it, you know, did mean it in a negative way. So we'll throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. What'd you think about baseball suspension of Josh Donaldson? Did they get it right? And do you think he meant it in a racist manner?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
All right, it's the iCouple on a Magic City Monday. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you are having battery trouble, you know where to go. AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. You can weigh in on the Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson controversy.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Shy, or is it Shay? Shy in Chicago, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Joe, it's Shy. It's Shy.
Okay, I got it right.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm a mixed race individual. I'm mostly black. I do got some white in my family.
Yep.
I think it's real quick to pull the race card. It's rampant in society right now, man. Everybody is way too sensitive anymore. I mean, you notice with these kids and stuff, we got kids, you can't yell at kids on the baseball diamond. You can't, you know, teach these kids in sports anymore because you're afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. And we raising a participation trophy type of generation. And that's why we got a bunch of 30-year-olds living in mom and dad's basement. But as Sean, far me, as this go ahead.
I was going to ask you, yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, I hear your point. If Tim Anderson pushes back, though, and says, yo, I'm not cool with that, where are you on that? Okay, whether – he didn't say racist. That's what Tony La Russa said, but he wasn't cool with it. So where are you on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's an individual thing. And whether or not Josh Donaldson meant it, however, none of us is going to know that. I'm not even sure Tim Anderson knows that. And like I said, I'm from Chicago. I'm in the South Side. I'm a White Sox fan. At the same time, like I don't really get how it automatically goes to a race thing.
Well, okay. Without the context of what Donaldson said, like he's been doing this for 3 years. He did it because of the article in Sports Illustrated. It definitely sounds racist to me, Rob.
Yeah.
That regard. But with the context, maybe not. And that's why I said I'd really want to hear from Tim Anderson to speak in detail, if he does, on this situation and how it's been over the last 3 years before I could feel comfortable saying one way or the other.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Tim Anderson, even though he didn't use that term. It was Tony La Russa. We should make that very clear, Chris, because he
My
didn't.
Guess, Rob, is La Russa didn't know about the article in the past either. That's my guess. He went there so quickly, but, you know, who knows?
Eric in El Paso. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, E?
Gentlemen, best sports talk show radio show on in the business. Appreciate being on with you fellas.
Thank you, man. And we try to talk about everything, so we appreciate
that. Yes, sir. I love it, and I appreciate Shai's perspective coming from a mixed individual who understands kind of what it is to be in the sensitivity world. I coach girls basketball for a living, so in that world, we have to understand that regardless of our words, it's how the people that are listening to it will take what we have to say.
Right.
And we have to own what's said. So I don't know what frame of mind the young man was in when he heard what he heard. But when you get an initial reaction like that, you have to take it for what it is. And we have to own what it is that we say. So if you're going to continue to refer to somebody in that way and they're not good with it, then you own those words. It's just like any sensitivity training we take. I say something that we feel like is a joke, but someone overhears it and takes it in a way that's offensive.
Right.
I have to own that at that point. Now, I don't know if we can go all the way to racism. I don't know if La Russa was completely informed on everything that's going on. And that's a scary word to throw out, because the moment you put that on somebody, that's something that's almost impossible to walk back in our cancel society and our cancel culture and the way that we view things. You're labeled as a racist, even if it's in passing. That's seen on Twitter, that's seen on any social media things. All of a sudden, you are labeled that, and you're not going to walk that back. You can only walk those types of things back through your actions and through relationships.
And in the
court of public opinion, you're basically damned at that point.
You know what? You make some great points, but Eric, let me ask you this. When nobody stands up for the guy, his teammates or anything, what do you make of that? Isn't that strange? Like the Yankees, nobody was like, you guys got him wrong, or he's this or that.
He might have been being disrespectful, but I know he didn't mean it in a race.
Exactly. Nobody was willing to say that. Did we lose Eric? We lost him.
Yeah.
I was just interested in here. All right, Jason.
I do think to in between the two callers we've had,
right?
Sometimes people are too sensitive. We're race, whatever. You know what I mean? It could be many things. I mean, I do think we have a overly sensitive society. But when it comes to race, because of our history, we do want to nip that in the butt right away.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
You know, 100%. And that's because of the history of the country.
Right.
We always
that's why we are there. Right.
It's about track record.
Yep. And until we have some different track record, Chris, it's hard for us not to go there, because we know what's happened in this country for a long time. Even to this day, stuff goes on that we don't like, and we know isn't coming from a good place. So that's why those things happen. All right.
All right. We got Vinny Goodwill, Yahoo Sports NBA writer, coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the Odd Couple. And our next guest is a friend of the show, former nephew of Rob Parker, Yahoo Sports NBA writer, Sirius XM NBA radio host, our man, Vinny Goodwill. Vinny, what's up, man?
What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing?
We're doing good, Vinny. How are you? We are good.
I am in Dallas for the Western Conference Finals, and let me tell you, there's a bunch of bald fades and blue jean shorts here. It is living up to its stereotype.
Really?
Hey, it's the South, man. Leave it alone.
How many take pictures of all the everybody wearing the Daisy Dukes right down there?
I think he's talking about dudes wearing Daisy Dukes.
What?
Or jean shorts, I should say, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I meant dudes. I didn't mean the
right,
women.
Right,
oh,
right,
I thought
right,
it was
right,
the Daisy
right.
Dukes. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, Vinny, let's get to it. You wrote a great column about Luka Doncic on Yahoo.
And we don't say this every day, so this says a lot. Go ahead, Vinny.
Right. About him needing more help. But let me throw this stat at you and just let me know what you think, maybe in light of your column. 2-6 now in the playoffs when he scores 40 or more points. Does that say to you he just doesn't have enough help? Or does that say to you, you reference him as a Slovenian Harden in your story, does that say to you he's doing a little too much and they need to get more balance?
I think it's a little bit of both, Chris. I think it's easier for him to play this way now because you don't have, like, a number two next to him. Like, nobody would confuse Spencer Dinwiddie or Jalen Brunson as, like, all-star caliber players who are going to demand a certain amount of real estate, that's going to demand to have the ball and be able to have Luka play off of him in some way. You know what I mean? As opposed to just standing in the corner. But at the same time, when you look at some of a couple of those 40-point games, at least in this series, was Luka trying to do it at the end of the game where Golden State's pulling away and Luka has to put something going in the fourth quarter. Who else is going to do it? Nobody but me.
Right.
You understand that level of trying to keep a team in the game, and you don't trust that out of anybody. And that's honestly, Chris, what we ask of our stars. Remember, LeBron would go through that for years where, you know, he would pass the ball off because it would be the right basketball play and people would criticize him for it and everything else. Luka may not be making the traditional right basketball plays at the end of the games. You can say that maybe he's not helping his teammates, but you can say his teammates aren't helping him either.
Right. Yeah, I've said this. Like, Luka obviously is fantastic, but LeBron didn't win playing this way, doing it all. Jordan didn't win playing this way, doing it all. Wilt Chamberlain, heck, didn't win this way. James Harden, we throw
it doesn't work.
Same thing. Like, do you think, like, let's say they, I think you brought up Zach LaVine in your article as a free agent. I think that'd be a great get. But how would it work? Because I don't see, like, I don't think the best way to play, if you got Zach LaVine, it ain't to let Luka do everything, right? And then have Zach just shoot threes off of passes from Luka, and then be able to do his thing when Luka's on the bench. What changes playing-wise or strategically, stylistically, do you think Luka and the Mavs have to make to get to that next level and have a second star?
Well, Chris, I think it's one of those things where you maximize what you got out of this roster with playing this style this year. You had a bunch of guys who were catch-and-shoot type of players, you know, the Reggie Bullocks and the Davis Bertans and guys like that. To maximize them, you're not going to give them the ball in a 1-5 set and say, hey, go cook. You know what I mean? Like, that would wind up getting you knocked out in the first round against a Utah team that wasn't really good by the end of the year. So I think Jason Kidd and Nico Harrison, they did what they needed to do with the team that they had, as opposed to trying to fit round pegs and square holes. Hey, let's just get the best of what we have right now, and then we'll recalibrate at the end of it. So if you bring in a Zach LaVine or someone like that who can go and get his own shot, you're going to have to play a little bit more, I won't say motion offense, but a little bit more ball movement, less isolation. Right. And Luka's going to have to get better at playing off of his teammates as far as being a threat. You know what I mean? To be able to draw the defense just by, you know, setting the screen or running around or spotting up and being someone that can catch it on a live dribble. Because if I know as a defender that once you don't have the ball, you're useless, I can go and help. I can go and shade the defense. I can go and close down the lanes or basically get inside for a rebound. Because once you're on the perimeter and you have to take a long time to rev that shot up off of a pass, I got enough time to recover. So it's more on the Mavs, but it's also on Luka changing his style of play so that he can play a style that's easier for teammates to be able to thrive.
Right. Vinny, here's the other thing. Chris and I agree on this. Nobody wants Luka to be some defensive stalwart and stopper or anything like that. But even Jason Kidd at one point was like, there comes an effort and you got to do something, do a part. How important is that, too, for him to get better defensively? I'm not saying be a stopper or anything like that, or we know he's a great offensive player, but you can't score 40 on one end and give up 40 on the other.
No, Rob, I think you're right. And you look at his dimensions, he doesn't look like on a TV screen. He doesn't look as big as he actually is. And when you're bigger and wider, all that means is just less space to have to move your feet. And if you're solid, that means that someone's not going to really, you know, bowl you over on the drive unless you're in the air and they're in the air. And we saw how that meeting of the minds happened last night. But if you're ground bound, I think all it is a matter of being able to allocate your energy and knowing that, hey, if I got a second star here, I don't have to worry about carrying the offense. And as far as this guy, he's got to get in better shape. Like, you can't be working yourself into shape as the season starts because you're 23 years old, not just because you're that good and it can work and everything else, but what type of example does that set for 2 through 14 on the roster
right.
if your best player doesn't come in looking right and he has the equity within the organization and the league to play how he wants to play. So you asking me to grab all these rebounds, to set all these screens, and to wait on you to pass me the ball with 5 seconds left on the shot clock, but you can't bring your ass in the shape? That's going to create some weird team dynamics, right, if he doesn't commit himself that way.
Vinny, let's go to Golden State. How good do you think they are? I'm not going to compare them to the Durant Warriors, but are they as good as, say, the 2015 team, or maybe better? Or 2016?
I think having the championship experience might make them a little bit better. Because if you remember, through that 2015 playoffs, I won't say they trailed in every series, but they had trouble, I think, in every series except for that Western Conference Finals against Houston. They trailed against Cleveland. I think they trailed against Memphis going into that series. I think they might have been down 2-1 in that second round. I think this time you have guys that appreciate the urgency of the moment, as opposed to being 24, 25, whatever those guys were. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. They had won 67 games in the regular season, but they didn't really believe they were going to win a championship until it happened. I think this team is similar in that way, where they didn't know that they were going to win a championship or be in this position. A lot of things had to break right for them, but a lot of things had to break right for every team to win a championship. And I think they find themselves like, damn, we back in the finals or a game away from the finals? Let's do this, because we don't know what the West is going to look like next year. We don't know what health is going to look like next year. This could be there. They could do everything right with Moody and Kuminga and Wiseman, and those guys could still not get good enough fast enough while Steph, Clay, and Draymond are close to their prime to help them maintain where they are now. So I think they appreciate the urgency of the moment, and they're kind of desperate to win this title.
Now, let me ask you, let's switch to the other series, and Boston losing game 3 at home. What do you make of that with the Celtics? You know, we saw them choke a game down at home against Milwaukee. That was like a big game after they won game 2 against Miami in easy fashion. What did you make of what happened in game 3?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what the hell is going on in that series, because every time I think I got a handle on it, something completely different happens. The only thing that I can say from my years of covering playoff basketball and watching playoff basketball, and Chris, I'm sure you can attest to this, is by game 4, everybody knows what everybody's running. There's hardly any adjustments that anybody's going to make strategically that the other team doesn't see coming. There's too much film. There's too much, you know, there's too much statistical evidence and video and everything else to be truly surprised. At this point, I think tonight will prove two things. Tonight will prove to me who the better team is, and it'll also prove who's going to win the series.
Really?
Now, those two teams may not be the same team. Boston can prove to be the better team tonight, but they may not prove that they're going to win the series. That sounds weird, but if Miami plays close and plays them tough and plays with a savvy and just happens to lose, you can walk away feeling real comfortable that Boston won't be able to run and hide, and in a seventh game, if all things are created equal, you may give the edge to the more desperate team as opposed to, quote-unquote, the better team.
All I want you to know is Chris said the series was over after game 2, so, Chris, have you changed your mind?
No, I still got Boston in 6.
Okay.
I don't change.
Oh, wow.
Rob.
So they're not winning another game?
Rob will change his pick after game 2.
No, I don't. I don't change.
Like,
I've never changed my pick.
In the middle of a freaking series. You did last year Phoenix,
never.
Milwaukee.
Never.
You did it in Phoenix, Milwaukee. So stop
it. Yeah, but
I
saw something there. I was like, Giannis is healthy.
Nah,
I thought he was hurt, Vinny.
I have take integrity, Vince. You know what that is.
Oh, yeah, take integrity, my foot.
You've been on first
thing
first. I got take integrity.
Vinny, if his take integrity is like him handing you a $3 bill. Don't buy it, Vinny.
All types of stuff.
Hey, Vinny, one last thing. Can you come to L.A. when I do my comedy stand-up at the Comedy Store June 9th? Are you coming to L.A.?
Rob, I have a lot of comedian friends. You, my man, are not a comedian, okay?
Nah, Vinny, you know what I say about Rob? Rob is corny funny.
Yes.
You know, corny. Like he's corny, but it's funny in a cute way. Like, corny funny.
I don't know if I want to be cute
that's
at 658.
That's what my cousin said about him. I was like, why? She was like, he's a corny funny. Like, he likes to pause and then you laugh type of funny.
Hey,
like, okay,
that's
I
right.
Get it.
That's right. It's better to be corny unfunny, Rob. or just plain unfunny. All right, that's all our right, man, Vinny. Vinny Goodwill. Vinny, thanks, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all.
Yep, Shekel City and a discussion of this must win. Is it a must win for the Celtics tonight or not? You know what? I can just be like Rob and switch my pick if they lose
right.
tonight.
No, you said the series was over on Friday. It's all done. The series is over.
I will tell you, Rob,
I'm prisoner
the
of the moment. Chris Dallas.
What you going to say when Dallas beats him, huh?
But Chris,
right, whatever.
I was right. You were
keep
wrong.
Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and with prices soaring at the pumps, and boy, are they soaring. Discover Card has your back with cash back. Here's how it works. You use your Discover Card to earn 5% cash back at Target stores and gas stations now through June. And that's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it is coming. All right, let's get there. Yeah, be right. Quiet, Chris Broussard. my best bet, I'm taking the Heat +7 at the Celtics tonight. I know I'm thinking they're going to win both games. I think it'll
so
be close.
You got
close.
The Heat winning tonight.
I think they're going to win tonight, but I'll take the +7, and I'll even go for them covering. But I'm going to pick the Heat to win, Chris. I am. Something about the Heat. All
you're
right.
due. I will say that. You're due.
I'm due to get one right.
You're due
right?
For
yeah.
a win.
also, Chris, a couple baseball. I got the Tigers at the Twins. I got the run total over 8, and I got the Orioles and Yankees run total over 7.5. So I got the over in those two baseball games, Tigers at Twins, Orioles at Yankees, and the Heat plus 7. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. Shekel City, guaranteed to make you smile.
All right.
I didn't say guaranteed
big game
to win.
Tonight. Yeah, right. Big game tonight. In Boston, Rob, look, let's just keep it real. If Boston loses this game, you lost the two middle games at home. I hate to say it, but you don't deserve to win the series. If you come back and win the next three, okay, fine. But yeah, I think they're the better team, and people have made a big deal out of this. Does it mean a little something? Maybe. But at the end of the day, no. Boston has only outscored them, Rob, two quarters in this entire series.
Really? Is that it?
Yep. Two
Chris,
quarters.
Let me ask you, as somebody who is very confident about Boston, I'm, of course, poking fun at you, but Friday, how shocked were you at that game? I mean, how shocked were you?
Oh, I was surprised when they're down, 39-18 in the first quarter. It's like, hold on, you know the importance of this game. You're at home. I think you're the better team.
You just got a split in Miami.
Right.
You just got a split.
You had control of the series. And Jimmy Butler, they didn't know this going in, but he's out for the entire second half.
Right.
I was stunned. Now, Rob, when they came back, remember, they cut it to a point with 2.5 minutes left.
Right.
I thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to steal it, just like Golden State kind of stole game two from Dallas.
Yep.
And then when they didn't, but Jason Tatum, Rob, the dude is nasty. You know I got much respect for his game. I think he is a superstar. But he is, at this point, he's still very inconsistent.
Okay, yeah.
Game one, he was bad. Well, actually, he was great in the first half, horrible in the second half. And then game two, terrific. And then game three, bad.
But this is why we always talk about be careful about crowning people too early. And I'm with you. I think he's a stud, a star. That's not the issue.
By the way, he was at that Jordan party when you and I were there.
Oh, was he there?
When Kyrie gave you a nod.
Oh, whatever.
You've been brimming over it for the last 3 years. And JT was there. We were rapping. His dad's a frat brother of mine, so I know his dad.
Okay.
So we were cool.
Okay.
I got more than a head nod.
That's all I need from Kyrie. I'm good. Yo, what up? What up, Kyrie? You see me? Yeah, all right. What up? Chris will not let that go.
Because Kyrie. No, I won't let it go. I'm just.
But that was a great party, boy, wasn't it, Chris? The Jordan party at that mansion.
It felt like we're on a cruise ship.
We're not flexing, Chris, because I know people are going to be like, listen to them. They were at the Jordan party with them at the mansion in Bel Air, and they're just rubbing it in our faces. We're not flexing,
but it was fun. I mean, I met Triple G there.
Yeah.
Triple G was there. Spike Lee was there. It was
Jordan was there.
Your boy Johnny Damon, right? Jordan was there.
Yeah, it was a lot of people we ran into.
It was cool.
We hung out with Shannon for a little bit. Remember that?
Yep, Shannon Sharp, Eddie Johnson. Wasn't our friend Eddie Johnson there?
Yep.
Mike Woodson. Yeah. So I got Boston tonight, Rob. I got Boston. You got Miami. We'll see who comes out on top. Keep it locked. A couple 2 hours left.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.